So were you the gynecologist in Knocked Up?
I was, yes.
You were?
Yeah.
How did you prepare for that part?
It took a lifetime to prepare for that role.
I'm speaking with Loudon Wainwright III, ladies and gentlemen, who's joined us here at Skirball Hall, NYU's campus in New York City. And you've done quite a bit of acting, actually.
Yeah. I've done a bit of acting. Yeah, I was in a couple episodes of MASH way back in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
And I was in a Tim Burton movie called Big Fish. And
oh, that was a cool movie.
A Judd Apatow TV show called Undeclared.
Undeclared. It was in Majors. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was very cool. You like the acting as much as the singing? And
well, you get to stay in one place a little more.
Yeah.
Kind of trapped in a trailer as opposed to an airport or a rent-a-car.
Yeah, but you're not doing your own material and stuff. You're expressing something.
Yeah,
else.
It's a more collaborative effort.
Yeah.
But I like it when I can get it, that work.
Yeah. Did you start, you've always written your own song, but even as a kid, were you writing lyrics and songs?
No, I started to sing songs, but they were, other people's, folk music boom.
Yeah, who did you cover originally?
Well, my biggest hero was Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
And
he was great.
That was a smattering of applause.
Yeah.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott, come on!
He was great.
An American icon.
He was so cool.
And he didn't write songs, but he sang Woody Guthrie songs and,
right.
the great songs.
Yeah. So, and then you move over to cover. Yeah, for a while they were calling you the new Dylan.
Yeah. That was at the
but
beginning
they were
of my career.
Him the new Wainwright III. You know,
right.
For many years.
They also called me the male Melanie, actually.
Clutching I can see
for
that.
Straws.
I can see that.
Yeah.
First, was Edgar the first song you wrote?
Yes. I wrote a song about a lobster fisherman that I worked with in a boatyard in Rhode Island called, and his name was Edgar, and the song was called Edgar Too.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I can't remember it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to set you up here for something that you couldn't do or something, but I bet there is something you could sing for us, is what I'm thinking.
I'll sing a song. I can see by looking and casting my eyes out onto your audience that some of my demographic are here today. So I'll sing a song called My Meds. every drug mentioned in this song I'm either on or will be taking later this evening. My Meds. Lipitor tore up my tendon, that was no damn good. So now I'm taking Crestor, cause the doctor said I should. I cut back on the Avodart, it's every other night. Lorazepam for those occasions when I'm wound too tight. Sure, Lexapro has cheered me up so much so I don't cry. Or get it up so I might give some Wellbutrin a try. Girl, I swore off Cialis, I'm no longer in the mood. 4 hours at attention, man, that could kill a dude. They say Ambien's okay long as you don't drive in your sleep. If you operate machinery, pray the Lord your soul to keep. Be aware that Vizicare can cut down on the trips. You'll make the tinkle in the night plus subsequent drips. Ear drops, eye drops, nose drops, cause dried up's the shape I'm in. It's like I need an oil can, I'm like that man of 10. Yeah. Ice packs and heat patches for my aching knees and back. And that little baby aspirin to ward off a heart attack. Check it out! I went down to Chinatown, the herbalist was there. I got some tea that tasted like a trucker's underwear. Those acupuncture needles, nah, they don't hurt a bit. In point of fact, those acupuncture massage or get a few good hugs. Instead, I head to the drugstore, cop my load of drugs. When I was a little kid, I never popped no pills. Just a Band-Aid and the Curachrome could cure most of my ills. Ooh. Klonopin's a controlled substance, so I bum them from my wife. If the side effects don't kill me, all my meds might save my life. And I quit drinking, smoking red meat, dairy and caffeine. I'm not quite high on life, just slightly dead, know what I mean. I even asked the doctor, Doc, how long can this go on? He said, son, you're out to pasture. Your next stop is Forest Lawn. You'll need something stronger than your Advil and a leave. If you want to eat and sleep and crap and piss and stoop and breathe. If you want to eat and sleep and crap and piss and stoop and breathe.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
I can almost hear Melanie doing that. So, you know? She'd do it a little different. But, you know, it's there. It's there. I love the fact that you have never mellowed in your entire career. I think that takes a lot of doing not to mellow. We should mention, we mentioned off air, I think, that you're tonight in Bayshore.
In the Bayshore.
Bayshore.
So hurry on down.
Yeah, so come down tonight and you can hear the rest of that song. Because I know there's more meds involved. That's just skimming the surface there. Oh, that was a good one. There. You worry about interactions at all among those?
Pardon?
Interactions among the drugs? That's a possibility.
It's like a potpourri, a depth charge of various.
You know, because they didn't used to advertise drugs on television. And now it's all in the evening news because that's our demographic once again.
Yeah.
You know, watching and all these drugs, and they never tell you what they're for exactly.
Right.
But you know you need it because you have some of the symptoms. But then all the warnings they give you are worse than the disease. You know?
Yeah, they kind of mutter the warnings.
Yeah.
And then they get cheerful when they mention the name of the drug.
Experiencing death anxiety. You know. Okay, that's good. Now, how can you follow up a song like that?
Well,
if you were to.
I got a new song. I wrote it backstage, actually. I hear Sarah Jessica Parker was on it.
Yeah, sure.
I was working. I missed her.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm doing this one because we're in New York, and that's a good thing. I just moved back to New York. I grew up in New York. In the suburbs and lived in the city for years, but then I was out in Hollywood for a few years, but I've just moved back. My wife and I and our dog, Harry, live up on the Upper West Side. When a man has a dog in the city, then a man needs to walk in the park. Take a little stroll by the riverside, smoke a cigarette there in the dark, living in the city. Man living with a dog. And a man has to carry him a plastic bag on his person at all times. When a dog dumps on the sidewalk, just walking away is a crime, living in the city. Man walking with a dog. A man likes living in the city, but a man has to find some work. Walking the dog is a kind of a job, make you feel like a fool and a jerk, living in the city. Man working like a dog. Thank you.
A dog likes living in the city. In the city, there's a lot of other mutts. Checking in front, checking in back. No ifs, no ands, just buts. Living in the city. Dog checking out a dog. It's a pretty good way to meet a woman. If a woman is walking her dog, just say, what's her name? How old is she? It's easy, like rolling off a log. Checking out a woman. Man acting like a dog. But when a man has a fight with a woman, a man needs to go for a walk. Walking with a dog is easy. He listens, he don't talk. Talking to a dog. Walking with a dog in the winter, in the wind, in the rain, in the snow is a drag. It's hard as hell to keep the cigarette lit and get the poop in the plastic bag. Living in the city. Walking with a dog. When a man has a dog in the city, then a man needs to walk in the park. Take a little stroll by the riverside, smoke a cigarette there in the dark. Living in the city. Man living with a dog.
Loudon Wainwright III.